Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:02 on ESPN 97.5. Headlines, your Astros won an extra innings. Altuve with the grand slam. Carlos Correa with the game tire. Two outs, two strikes in the ninth inning, and he homers to tie the game. Clutch, clutch, clutch. We talked about that. If you want to get in, if you've got any thoughts on that about Carlos, are you disappointed a little bit that this is possibly? We knew last year that was probably it for George Springer. Now we know it. That's probably it for Carlos Correa. It's getting harder and harder. Carlos Correa, it behind the scenes hearing, you know, maybe a Manny Machado deal, 10 years, $300 million, and you know what? It's not crazy to think he's going to get it. I thought there's no way he's getting that kind of money. And yet, here he is. He can't be performing any better. He's one of the top guys in war. You want to talk about clutch. This dude is clutch.
He lives for it. I swear he can be bad all year long, and all of a sudden you throw him in the playoffs, and this guy, like, that's who you want up late in the game. But now he's doing a regular season. Like we talked about earlier, this is the Carlos Correa that we always thought we would see, and I kind of resigned myself that that's just not who Carlos was ever going to be. And now it's like, oh, man, are you serious? Now the contract year you're doing this? Show me the raggedy Carlos.
Yeah. Man, big news this morning. Kawhi Leonard out with a knee injury, potentially for the rest of this series and maybe the playoffs.
Yeehole. Goodbye, Nets. Clippers. Nice
Chris
to know
Paul
you.
Is in the COVID protocols.
Let me ask you this question. Will Kawhi Leonard ever play a game for the Clippers ever again?
The answer is no. The answer is no.
Well,
I don't know that.
It could be an L.A. love thing.
I don't know that. Maybe somebody else will join those two over there, want to play in L.A. So maybe he stays. Maybe if they can, he can convince somebody else because they're not good enough as is. They're just not good enough.
I thought they were. I thought Pat Beverly would help. They've basically eliminated his position.
Yeah. As constituted now, you know, somebody might. I want to join Kawhi and playoff P. Yeah. Yeah, that absolutely could happen. And we'll see how Paul George steps up tonight. Is it tonight? They play tonight? Mm-hmm. We'll see how he steps up.
Yeah, they play tonight.
And whether or not he's got the kind of nuts that Kevin Durant had last night, which were huge. 49 points for Kevin Durant.
James Harden, 5 points in 46 minutes. He is not well. James is not right. Playing a guy who's clearly not healthy enough to defend or shoot or even make good decisions because he's lost his confidence. I mean, you wouldn't know it just watching him. He just looked like he was just regular James. But he really did James Harden a disservice playing them that long. And I know that's not a deep team, but you really can't do that. You really shouldn't have done that because he can't play. Like, you're hurting your team. I think that's where Steve Nash is too weak. He just can't tell James to sit out or James will get him fired.
Well, everybody's got to worry about that. If you're around James, your chances are you're going to get fired because James doesn't want you around. And don't forget, he's not really their coach. It's a collaboration. He's not.
When Kyrie's not there, is it still a collaboration? I feel like it is.
I kind of feel like he's still hanging around. You know what I'm saying? And they're collaborating on this coaching thing.
Did we see him yesterday, or was he just because he could have been at some type of HOA meeting? Well, in his neighborhood, you never know.
Or
I don't know.
Some Zoom congressional Zoom meeting.
I don't believe he was in the building. At least not on the bench. He might have been doing rehab
stuff.
Dude,
how is Kyrie not in the building?
Well, he might have been the building.
He might have been.
Why would you not be on a bench to support your – James Harden has been this entire time.
Well, James, I don't know. He might have been just doing rehab.
Man, Kyrie is soft as sugar.
Wow.
What if he was actually back there getting rehab?
During a game? Do that happens. During the day and go stay on the court and support your teammates.
That happens. Guys are back.
I don't want to hear it. This is a playoffs.
Well, if he can't,
it's a massive playoff game. What helps, you have to have?
Well, he can't play, so how does it help him sitting there?
He's a me guy. It doesn't matter. He's a me guy.
All right, I got a question for you guys. Bigger pains in the ass. Quarterbacks now, with what happened with Russell Wilson this offseason, Aaron Rodgers with Deshaun Watson, or defensive backs? What with Stephon Gilmore, Xavier Howard, and now Jamal Adams is added to this the pain in the ass list.
Wait. He's holding out now, too?
Well, yeah, he's... Well, it is... Dude... Was there a worse trade than two first-rounders for Jamal Adams?
That's pretty terrible.
I mean, of all the... Wait a minute. We've had two first-rounders for Tunsil.
A safety.
For Ramsey. We've had two first for Jamal Adams. We had two for...
Was Khalil Mack?
Khalil Mack was two.
He was a one for sure. I don't know if he was two ones. Khalil Mack trade. I'll look it up, but go ahead. And what were you saying?
The Cowboys wide receiver... He was 2-1.
Oh, years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Joey Galloway?
Yeah.
Joey Galloway. Oh, no. Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari Cooper.
Yeah, because Joey Galloway was the first terrible Cowboys two first-rounders.
No, Amari Cooper.
No, Amari wasn't two first.
He wasn't two first?
No, he went two. It was a first, though, which was shocking at the time that it was a first-round pick.
But is Jamal Adams the worst? I mean, considering how bad Seattle was.
Well, first place is safety, which is my biggest concern.
And what a pain in the ass he is too. On top of it.
No, you're right. Khalil Mack was a 19 and 20 first round pick.
Yeah,
two first rounders for him.
Yeah, that wasn't you. I could see that.
Well, he's a pass rusher.
Yeah.
You don't do it for a safety though.
You do it for a left tackle.
You don't do it for a safety. I mean. I don't think you give up two firsts. I think you rarely give up two firsts, but Khalil Mack is one of those rare instances where I probably would have done it. He hasn't been worth that, I don't think, but at this point. But, yeah, that's where something you could see that. You know, Jamal Adams came out with the reputation of being what people at LSU said is he's the greatest leader in the history of the program. On a completely different level from a leadership standpoint. By all accounts, all of his teammates love him and the teams, but he didn't have an impact with the Jets at all. He didn't really have an impact. I know he's a blitzer now. Now he's a pass rush guy. Yeah. Everyone points to his sacks. Well, that's great. I mean, it's an impact play, but if you're going to get to give up two firsts, I want to see, you know what else I want to see? A high number of sacks, tackles for losses, and interceptions, and forced fumbles. You got to be making plays like a pass rusher And you know, you're not like Khalil Mack is a pass rusher who gets schemed towards. You have the benefit of being a safety where in blitz packages you're going to have an advantage firing off the edge, firing out of the slot, things like that. Now they trade all that stuff, and now he's going to be a pain in the ass from a contractual standpoint. Oh,
yeah,
my god!
Gave
gosh.
My money. I'm the best pass rusher
Didn't
on this
he
team.
Get
Give
money recently?
He is the best pass
rusher. Pay me like a pass rusher. I'm the best pass rusher on this team. Give me my money.
Yeah, so it was a first-round pick for Amari Cooper, which at the time seemed like, I thought, way too much.
It wasn't two. It was one. Yeah.
Yeah, but he did get a one, which was surprising. I thought, is he still on a rookie contract? Is that what's going on with Jamal?
It's his fifth year, yeah. This is his fifth year. And
okay.
Now. And,
All it, right.
and it, he says, I want to be, I want to play here. I want to retire here, blah, 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 blah. But now, okay, so, and oh, by the way, when you're a pass rusher like he is, you're taking, is there a chance, more chance for it? He played 12 games last year. Is there more chance for injury because now he's mixing it up inside?
I mean, he did have 9.5. Last two years, he has 16 sacks.
Who has more sacks, him or Whitney?
Whitney. I knew you were going to say Whitney. Why don't you say JJ?
That would have been a win for Adams, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wins.
Why don't you say your boy
JJ?
Because he gave you a jersey, and now you're all like, Whitney, I'll just pick on
I'm not
I'll pick on the
Whitney.
Guy who can't defend himself
because
he won't play
Whitney.
This year.
I'm not picking on him.
Sounds exactly like you just picked on him. You knew the answer to that.
What if he sends me a pizza? I'll never say another bad word about that man.
Jamal Adams has two career interceptions.
JJ.
Two career interceptions and 21.5 sacks. at this point, he's just an outside linebacker. He's a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Yeah, so pay me like a rush end.
I guess pay him like a rush end. Yeah.
Well, 9.5 sacks? Dude.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's great. That's great. And I guess his argument is just, I want the extension now. Well, you still have to play out your fifth-year option. I mean, it's still going to you're still on the books for that contract. They can't wipe out that contract year.
He just wants to have
that money the guaranteed man.
In case of injury.
I don't blame him. I don't know if the holdout would be what I would do, but I don't blame him for wanting to get a deal done early. I mean, listen, Seattle has to do it. It's not like they're not going to do the deal. Seattle gave up 2 firsts. They're now tied to you for life.
Yeah.
John Schneider's now tied to you inextricably because he gave up 2 firsts for you.
Should have got
he
that
has
done.
To have you succeed.
Much oh, by like the way, Texans. Should have got that done beforehand, right?
Yeah, much like the Texans didn't get a deal
yeah,
done before.
Yeah, right. He should have got a deal done.
$22 million a year coming.
If you
his way.
Loved him enough to give up 2 firsts, you should have had a deal done for him right at the time. Because yep. Now he's going to really, and you got the salary cap going. Boop.
I really hope Jamal Adams trolls them and goes, "I want to be designated as a rush end, a 3-4 end. So pay me like the top 3-4 ends in football.
That's way more than safety.
I mean, not 3-4 end, 3-4 outside linebacker.
Well, more than safety.
So yeah. Listen, he's got an argument if they franchise him. Yeah. I ain't taking safety money. Franchise.
Give
tech.
Me pass rusher money.
Give me that outside linebacker money.
Yeah.
913 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, who's handling it worse, the Packers or the Texans? Who's handling their situation worse? Because it's arguable.
Yeah.
It is arguable.
The Texans are kind of sitting tight.
We're talking right now about absolute marble and granite. And that's Jeff Aronoff and talking about big jobs. And matter of fact, I'm going up now. When you go into some of these backyards and you see the kitchens, the new ones, it's unbelievable how awesome they look with the pools and the all the tile and the marble and the granite and the rock that makes it look awesome as well. You can have this, people. You can have this with Jeff Aronoff. Jeff Aronoff does this every day. Changes the entire value of your home or your business and makes it so that it's like new, and in a lot of cases, it is new. Jeff Aronoff is spectacular at this. If you're looking for that big job, you need something done. You need that outdoor patio. You need that bathroom vanity. You need the countertops. Whatever it is, he did work at our house and was fantastic, and it helped us sell our home and got more for our home because we upgraded. You got to do it. Call Jeff, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 915 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. So how Cal handled the whole, talking to Deshaun and, you want us to interview Eric Bieniemy? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, Deshaun. Yeah, we want you in on the
cool
process.
Story, bro.
Talking to him for months. Literally, for months, they were talking about what they were going to do after Bill O'Brien and, we want your input, Deshaun, and everything. And then as soon as the time came for decisions, Jack Easterby said a prayer, and they hired Nick Caserio and didn't even interview Bieniemy and couldn't have been. I mean, and Deshaun is like, "This. The more things change, .. And you know what? He was done because he can't trust this. Honestly, if you were to... Okay, the most trustworthy owners and front offices in all of sports, the Texans are coming in the bottom 3 percentile. Literally.
Yeah, easily.
Of all of sports. I mean, you could maybe say James Dolan, even though they got to the playoffs this year. Maybe things are changing over there. They hired Worldwide, what's his name?
Worldwide West?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so maybe things are changing over there for them. You know, the Texans might be the last in all that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I can certainly see. I understood with Deshaun, I can't trust you guys. I don't want to waste my career here. Get me out of here. Okay, I get it. You want out. And then all the other crap happened. And the Texans have handled that actually pretty well. They really have. No, we're not talking about that. I got no comment about that.
Well, it's textbook.
Yeah.
That's really what the textbook says you should do.
They could still screw it up.
No, they could. But with Nick Caserio on the building, they're going to be more textbook. And everything's going to be, look, you're going to get less information. We also have an owner that's not really going to talk a lot.
Well, hopefully
on the
not.
Record.
Hopefully not.
That's the hope. And I don't think he's going to have a bunch of really big opinions that you know about either. We've got one of the he'll go down as being the most non-owner owner in the history of Houston sports. Because Janis is the owner. He runs the team.
Well, yeah, he's just the lucky sperm club. That's all.
But he doesn't talk. But there have been lucky sperm clubs where they do a lot of talking and stuff. That's not his personality.
Name the owners that have passed it down to their kids. All of our owners have been
in Houston, one time
and then sold.
Right. But we see this in other. We see it with the Bidwells, with the Rooneys, with the Hunts.
No, but I'm just.
We see this. They have plenty to say.
Yeah.
They're not shrinking violets. This is different. This is a guy who doesn't have, that I know of, opinions on anything, and he's easily tricked. I mean, this. I hate that I have to say that, but I need to say that.
He's easily fooled by people
in the building. He's duped easily. He doesn't have a strong opinion. Their own media relations department was horrified when he did his Knowledge is Power video.
Knowledge is Power.
Because they knew how bad it sounded. And
well, they didn't help with the sound, okay?
No, but that was all quarantined. I don't think they – I think it was shot himself at house. Yeah, I agree with you. Get a mic. You can get a directional mic, a snowball mic from Best Buy.
Yeah.
You could have did like a basic ass podcast mic. You could have ordered it from Amazon. It would have got there, but maybe not in enough time to get that Knowledge is Power, which needed
knowledge
to be said.
Is power.
It needed to be said at that time because it had an impact on this city like I've never seen before. When the owner of the football team comes out and says Knowledge is Power, there's something about it that made us feel better about the racial unrest and the inequality and the issues that we were facing. When Cal came out and kind of calmed everything down and we knew that, okay, Cal's got this.
You think someone told Cal to get out front and go,
yeah,
look, Cal.
You got to say something, Cal. You got to do something.
You're the voice the city needs.
You're the voice of the football team, which is the most, you know, powerful team in the league and the most powerful sport. You got to. The city's waiting on you to calm their nerves.
So now juxtapose this with the Packers and what they've done.
Okay.
How badly they've pissed off Aaron Rodgers, first of all, and he can say that Jordan Love, but the fact that you're in NFC championship game and you're drafting, I think Jordan Love.
Okay, so you're starting at Jordan Love with the Packers screwing this up.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think
a first rounder for that. Now he was a first rounder when Brett Favre was there.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
But you are so close. You're in the NFC Championship game, and instead of getting the help that you need this year, you're drafting for when? 4 or 5 years down the road.
His contract was there was thought he could be a cap casualty. And Aaron Rodgers, let's not misremember history here. He was not that great that year. He was not the same Aaron Rodgers. I want to say, let me see if he was injured at all. But he was not the same Aaron Rodgers, and there was talk about whether or not he was a cap casualty. I remember that wasn't that great.
He took him to the NFC Championship game.
I know, but he was not that great. Like, he was not the same Aaron Rodgers. Last year, he was obviously the same Aaron Rodgers. I'm trying to get his career stats. But because I remember, I mean, that was the articles that we always saw. Is Aaron Rodgers, where is he going to play next? Is he going to be a cap casualty? Give me my stats.
Here.
There it is. He threw for 62% completion rating, 70% last year, 4,000 yards, which is fine, 7 yards per attempt, which was one of his lowest. He had 4 interceptions, 26 touchdowns, which is fine. But it was not like for the money they were paying him, he wasn't having the same impact on games. And the talk was, and I remember clearly that was what a lot of the articles were. Are they going to trade him or are they going to salary cap him? I didn't have a problem with, I thought.
One of the reasons he wasn't all that good is because he didn't have much help around him. I mean, he did have Devontae Adams. He needed weapons.
No, you could make that. Yeah, but if you have one guy, if you're the very best in the league, one guy, Devontae Adams should be enough. Deshaun's had one guy.
Obviously, it is enough because the last year was the MVP with just Devontae Adams.
But that was a legitimate argument that at that time it felt like. And they had a better running game with Aaron Jones. Although he was good that year, too. But I would just say that I didn't have a problem with the pack. It was a stunner at the time. I remember being shocked. But the idea of, I would have thought that's something that you do in the second round. Like maybe you move up and you take Jordan Love. And he was going to be pissed anyway you looked at it, but it was going to be the same thing that he did with Brett Favre, because Brett Favre still clearly had football time left. And they did that move, and Aaron, you know, so yeah, Aaron
then,
claims that wasn't
a problem.
And then
a running back, you know.
But they never drafted, they drafted a short-armed H-back in Joseph Delguera or whatever his name was. They're not drafting wide receivers, and then they drafted Boston College. Golly. Dale, what's his name from Boston College? AJ.
AJ who?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're drawing a blank.
Oh, no. The running back from Boston College.
AJ Dillon?
AJ Dillon, yeah.
Oh.
They drafted AJ Dillon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a wide receiver.
No. They drafted AJ Dillon.
Yeah.
On the heels of Aaron Jones having a strong year, which to me just said, okay, he's a zone scheme back, so I guess they're just going full zone scheme, which they have gone to a lot of that. It's just, my problems are not as much, John. I don't start there. I start with what Mark Murphy has done has been the big concern for
me. Well, saying, that Ted Thompson said he was a complicated fella.
Saying that this is splitting up the Packers fan base.
Right.
Why does he need to talk?
Yeah. Well,
you say knowledge is power. Follow the plan. It's knowledge is power. And that's all you say. what you say.
So Cal is writing the book on what you should say to the media?
Do you think the Texans have handled it better than the Packers?
Well, it is kind of dumb of Mark Murphy. It is interesting to see.
Why are you talking out loud?
Mark Murphy is actually pulling up, he's like...
Mark Murphy's more power. You really want to know the truth? Mark Murphy's he's more influential and has as much power as Cal McNair.
Yeah, no, he's the president of the organization that doesn't have an owner. He's the man. He is the man. There's no question about that.
And do you think you're a guy who's already a sensitive guy and Aaron Rodgers is a sensitive guy, and he's a note taker, just like Chris Paul. Like, what did you say about, okay, cool. He's that Jordan, and that's when I felt like they disrespected me or whatever. Aaron does that stuff too, and guess what? All you're doing is irritating him.
Well, and apparently Rodgers, his ire was directed directly at Gutekunst.
Yeah.
And now Mark Murphy's getting in there saying, hey, I'll throw some over here, Aaron.
Now he's going to catch it. Don't worry. You made Aaron's list, Francis.
Oh, no. He absolutely has made Aaron's list. They can't be. If you want him back, if you want Aaron Rodgers part of your organization, they can't be going about it any worse.
That's the worst.
And
it's not massively bad.
They're backing Aaron into the corner of no return.
Well, because he's got the FU money where he could just shut it down if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, we say that about Deshaun. Deshaun doesn't have that money. Deshaun doesn't have that type of wealth. Deshaun just got a $27 million signing bonus, which gives him, but at that age of his career, he hasn't accomplished anything. Aaron has Super Bowl under his belt.
MVPs.
He has MVPs. He has everything. Aaron Rodgers literally could retire if he wanted to. Wealthy beyond belief. With all the accomplishments of an elite level, one of the all-time great quarterbacks.
He's got that actress money coming in now, too.
Yeah. Deshaun has still got a lot. Deshaun doesn't have that same, you can't make that same comment about Deshaun Watson that he's got FU money, he could just sit out. That's a lot more unlikely. Aaron Rodgers, he could do it out of spite, and he's kind of petty like that. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't call it petty, but I think it's, in a way, the way he behaves is sometimes. But at the same time, if that's who you know you're dealing with, why would you poke at the bear? Why would you poke at the bear? There's no need to.
No.
The Texans haven't come out and said anything negative about Deshaun Watson at any point.
Nothing. It really is kind of dumb. I mean, they've given Aaron Rodgers more ammunition to just go, F you guys, I'm out of here. You got to trade me. I'm not showing up. Okay, take my money away. That's all. It'll cost Aaron Rodgers $35 million this year to not play.
I mean, that's a ton.
That's a lot of money. But guess what? Odds that Aaron... Well, I don't think there's... I think the odds of Deshaun playing for the Texans again is zero. Odds that Aaron Rodgers plays again for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I think 50-50.
You do?
I mean, money could change all this.
Well, that's right.
If they would tear up the contract...
They tear up the contract.
There is a pathway for Aaron Rodgers. It's called a sack of cash.
Yeah.
And it's called a three-year deal with where at least 75 to 80% of it is guaranteed. All the problems go away. Well, all the problems don't go away. He may still hold his grudges, but Aaron Rodgers plays. Can you see a pathway back for Deshaun Watson?
No.
I can't either. And I'll give you an even scarier scenario. Not that it would be worse than Cully and Casario right now, but what if you had just given in to Deshaun? You're the man. You do everything. All right. I pick this coach and I pick this GM. And I'm not saying that's what Deshaun was asking to do. He just wanted to be part of the process that we know. At least that's what's been said. But then all this stuff broke on Deshaun. Isn't there still a chance that Jack Easterby and the McNairs might say, you know what? We don't want this guy's face for our franchise after all the stuff that we've heard about with all these lawsuits and everything. Yeah. There's a chance that this is why you don't let players literally pick your coaches and stuff like that. This is an unusual situation, but what happens when a guy is unhappy? Because Deshaun, we got the double bubble. He was unhappy and wanted out of Houston, and he got in trouble, and now may not be a guy that the Texans want as their face of the franchise.
No,
that's why you don't let these guys make major decisions. You maybe involve them in the process, and if you've been around a long time and you're entrenched, although I'm sure the Texans at some point thought after you signed Deshaun to a contract, you're entrenched.
No, not so much.
We know that wasn't entrenched.
Not so much. Tom Brady on the other side. Tom Brady actually gets in and he's throwing some digs in.
Oh, okay. So coming up next, we have three quarterbacks. We've got Tom Brady and two other quarterback stories we have to get to.
Okay.
And I think there are things we haven't talked about today. You'll want to listen in on these. These should be a little bit fun.
In the
9:30 right here.
Yeah. In the meantime, you, my friend, have to talk about being an underdog like Tom Brady.
So Underdog Fantasy, they may be the underdog right now because they were not first into the spot. But when you see guys like Mark Cuban have their money backing Underdog Fantasy, when you see the games that Underdog Fantasy is playing for you, when you see how cool the website is and how easy it is to get paid if you're skilled at fantasy football and daily fantasy baseball, daily basketball, this is a great opportunity for you to do more than just sit on the sidelines and watch. It's about being a part of it, and that's what's fun about the daily fantasy, but they go even further with it. They've got the best ball format. It's easy to play, no waivers, no trades. You just draft. You set your team for a 12-team league over 18 rounds, and you get the highest possible score in your lineup each week. That's what you're doing. You don't have to worry about benching people. So it's when you have that back end of the roster knowledge where you know guys are a little bit more volatile, but you've done your homework and you know that these guys could end up hitting a big home run even though they're more volatile, that gives you your advantage when it comes to football. I mixed the sports metaphors there, but that's what I'm talking about. And they got a Best Ball Mania 2 tournament for $25 to enter. You have a chance to win over $3.5 million in total prizes. That's available to you. And when you use my promo code RADIO to sign up at underdogfantasy.com, you are going to get $25 with your first deposit. Use that $25 to get into the tournament I just told you about, and you got a chance to hit it big. And don't worry, when football starts, I'm going to have private leagues that we're going to be playing in for actual prizes as well. Underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code RADIO for $25 to your first bonus or your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our golf games are a little bit better, so you know, we'll see.
I do think you do have a partner that
would probably have liked to go for it a little more often than he has in the past. So, Bryce, I'm glad you're encouraging him to kind of go for it when it's on the line. So rather than, you know, just knock into the fairway or something like that and try to play for the next shot.
Yeah, I'll never push anyone to do anything. So he can choose whatever he wants to do.
I usually don't get the option in my.
That's what I mean. You'll finally have the option, Aaron. So.
Brady, a little shot, kicking the field goal instead of going for the touchdown. A little shot. That's what it was. Tommy, getting under the skin a little bit. That's gamesmanship right there. It's Phil and Brady, Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau. Who you got, boys, in the match?
Is Aaron Rodgers?
No one cares. I want to talk about them, the U.S. Open being too chicken bleep to pair those two in the same day. Can you get your mans? Because a lot of people are pissed off about this. The last three winners would have included DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, and they bailed because they didn't.
It'd be too scary. We don't want something scary to happen. This is golf. We got to keep – no, golf, lean into it.
If the people at the 16th hole, the Phoenix Open, ran it, they would definitely play. Why? What did you think about them not pairing? I know you can't be happy about that.
No, I don't really care.
He likes decorum on the course. He's not looking for a back and forth between two guys like that. Just
do you like
play
decorum?
Golf,
John? What do you think about the Phoenix Open? Are you a fan of it?
So
are you a fan of people having fun at the Phoenix Open?
I am fun
and throwing beer at the. All over the place on the hole after somebody makes it, you know, somebody drives.
I love that.
See, he's not a fan of decorum.
Between the players, I believe he is. You like decorum between the players.
I don't mind this. Actually, no. I don't mind this little beef that the two of them have. Allegedly, the U.S. Open had asked them if they would be paired together. Both guys have denied that they were asked. That would be more of a PGA move. To pair the two together than it would be for... Now, in the past, the PGA, what it did, because it was the last major, they would pair the Masters champ with the U.S. Open and the British or the Open Championship, and they would pair those three together, and they would play the first 2 days together. But Brooks hasn't... Brooks wouldn't fit into this. The last U.S. Open champ was... Now, if they did... U.S. Open champs, the last three U.S. Open champs, then the two of them could have been paired together, yes. But that's not what they usually do. That's not how they usually do it. So I don't really, I think it's just a side.
Whatever,
it,
right?
It's whatever. I mean, it's to me, the two of them, they really do not like each other.
Unless these two guys are actually going to get in a ring, I don't. If they would actually fight each other, I'd be thrilled.
That'd be interesting.
I'd like to see it.
That'd be interesting.
But as far as the golf rivalry, okay, you guys don't like each other. It happens.
Yeah, but it's rare that you see them. Now, I was talking to, you know, Billy Harmon was out on the tour forever on the bag with Jay Haas's on Jay Haas's bag, and he says, you know, he said, I'm not, you know, it's gotten a little bit too, it's gone a little bit too far. There have been guys, plenty of guys that disliked each other out there on the tour. It happens all the time. It's just not nearly as public as these two are making it. Brooks Koepka countered with, last week he was asked about it. He said, hey, I think it's good for the game. You know who's talking about it? A lot of people. ESPN is talking about it. Golf Channel, everybody's talking about it. You know what? It's good for the game that people are actually talking about golf on major sports shows. So it is kind of good for the game.
I think it's phenomenal for the game.
Yeah.
The Tiger, you don't have a Tiger. And Mickelson, I mean, got great ratings because that's an old school guy who was Tiger's, I guess, his nemesis. Not, you know, kind of. Tiger was his own nemesis. No, golf needs this. They're both young guys. One of them's brash to the point of being an a-hole in DeChambeau. He got all yoked up after quarantine. He got all yoked up. So now you got this big power player who's all yoked up, who's a trash talker, and another guy who's gives off a little bit of a smarmy vibe. Wears, you know, is a guy who's not afraid to show himself in thongs if that's how he rolls, and that's fine. He likes to wear women's thongs and stuff like that. And I'm not
I
just
think
saying
a,
that.
I think it was a man's thong.
It was a man's thong.
So there's men's thongs.
Yes, yeah. Those exist.
Yeah.
Men's teabags.
Yeah.
Yes. They exist.
Exist.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you don't want underwear lines?
I don't know why they do it, but they exist.
Well, they exist. I didn't say, no, I didn't say Speedos. I know they exist. Men's thongs.
Yeah. Google men's thongs on your laptop. You'll find them.
I'm not Googling men's thongs on a computer by the NFL, Dell.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to Google men's thongs. Nice try, Bear Rabbit Trap.
Go see.
Google men's thongs and find
see.
Out.
See.
Oh, yeah. For yourself. You, Dell. You. Men's thongs. Brooks
Look,
kept
there it is.
Butt.
What else? The problem for golf is, as good as this is, the talk, unless you're manipulating these two into having on-course interactions by starting around with them, you have to hope they're both in contention and both playing well, so they're in a final pairing. Like, it takes a lot.
Well, that is better
well,
than
no,
the first
but you
two
can
rounds.
Pair them together for the first
That's
two
That's what
days.
I said. Outside of manipulating it, if you actually want something to be on the line, it takes a lot for those two to be against each other with something on the line and being on the same hole and shot for shot. It takes what's 54 holes to determine that. So that's the one thing golf can't really make happen. Something on the line, them going against each other, unless the guys play well at the same time. That would be great. Like if they roll into a major, and they have to be paired together because they're atop the leaderboard. That's when golf cashes in.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, it doesn't have to, it could be after the first 36, they could be paired together too. Yeah. It depends on where they fall, where they're at,
it
everything.
It takes a lot for that to get
done.
It would take
an awful lot. Here's the problem is that DeChambeau is catching it because Koepka's more popular, that he's catching, every time he swings, he catches a Brooksy. They call him Brooksy. And, you know, it's... What happened to a gentleman's game?
I told you the decorum.
You know what happened to a gentleman's game?
There you go. Now here we go, gentleman's game, John. Now, gentleman John. And in this corner, gentleman John Granato.
That's right.
And then you get a picture of what happened to the gentleman's game.
Yeah, it's a gentleman's game. That's right. That's exactly right. So let's stop with this, trying to get into Bryson's head. And trying to ruin him by saying Brooksy every time he takes eight swings. You're going to hear that quite a bit, by the way.
Yes, I watch a lot of television where people are playing the roles of gentlemen because I watch a lot of period piece stuff. Would Tiger fit in as a gentleman? Like, you know, because of all the stuff did?
No.
John Daly?
No.
So Phil's done some stuff.
No, Phil's a gentleman on the course.
Not on the course. I'm just talking
because... just because he's insider trading?
Yeah.
That's no big deal. Oh, gentlemen do that.
I'm just saying...
And gentlemen go to prison.
For as much as this whole gentleman game thing that you want to push, golf, a lot of guys are doing some things. They do some things. Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson.
Golf guys like to... golfers like to do some stuff.
It's a different... You didn't hear about the stuff that the guys used to do back in the past. You just didn't hear about it. You know, what Arnie was doing in all of those towns. What, you know, Ray Floyd and those guys were doing. You just didn't. Mm-hmm. It's because it was a gentleman's game.
Well.
We act like gentlemen.
It's a little less gentlemanly now.
No, it's a lot less gentlemanly now. Yes, absolutely. Well, that's today's athlete. It's less gentlemanly all over.
Mm-hmm.
The fans are less gentlemanly. Everybody's less gentlemanly.
Tiger was... did you say gentlemanly all over? He was all over things too.
Yeah, he was being a gentleman all over a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Pancakes, apparently.
He enjoyed the smell of pancakes in the morning.
Man, the Tiger run is one of the more amazing runs. I'm not talking about him on the course. I'm talking about him off the course. Amazing in multiple ways.
Amazing is a way to say it,
yeah,
I guess.
Because there was a lack of discernment with Tiger. He was like, you're here. Sure. There was a lack. He wasn't very picky, is all.
No. As long as you had two legs.
And we
didn't see any with less than two legs.
You're right about that. Tiger did make those choices. Hey, you can walk on 2 feet. You're in.
What do you smell like? Pancakes?
I'm not. They didn't all really work at Perkins.
You don't know.
They didn't all work at Perkins.
No, well, they didn't all work at Perkins, but you don't know that they didn't smell like pancakes in the morning?
No, but I don't.
Who
think,
wakes up smelling
sure it took
like
much
pancakes?
For Deshaun, our quarterback, either.
Oh.
He was all over Instagram. You and you and you and I'm a librarian. Do you do massages?
It's the first time for everything. Yeah.
I'm a fry cook.
Sir, I'm a
you do massages?
I'm a second grade teacher influencer. Yeah. I don't do massages.
Second grade teachers do stuff. That's a theory I've got.
See, I think it's more K and one.
Yeah, K and one.
I think
but second grade
they start to be.
No, they still
a little more serious about their careers.
You think so?
Yeah.
Kindergarten, no. What? It's 9:44 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We may hear from Gilbert on the other side. Just may. If you're lucky, you'll hear from Gilbert on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:48 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's see if Gilbert's there. And we got a big story to get into here as well. What's up, Gilbert? Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, man. Why? What a big story.
Oh, we got big stories coming up.
Do you want me to? You want me to give my stories out and let Gilbert comment on them?
Yeah, Gilbert. What
actually, Gilbert, we're going to treat you like you're a radio host. Hold on, because I teased these previously, and then my wife said, "What were you going to talk about?" I said, "It's called a tease. You stay in your car before you go to the grocery store and listen, just like every other listener."
Okay.
So I wouldn't tell her. So one of them, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Tua Tagovailoa brushed off a rough day one of Miami football minicamp, one that included five interceptions as a product of emphasizing more aggressiveness in the passing game. Here is a guy who was drafted early in the first, Gilbert, and he now has... Now, is that a big deal? It's five interceptions in day one of camp as he tries to be more aggressive. Do you think that's kind of a big deal, or is that not a big deal to you anyway?
Not a big deal, okay.
No,
I don't want to talk about happy Father's Day about both of you.
Oh, thank you, Gilbert.
Okay? Thank you.
I appreciate it.
But you don't think...
Yeah, really, fuck.
Yeah. You don't think it's a big deal?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people at a restaurant anyway now. I think I want to go to Nick's place for Father's Day, you know.
What's that?
Where do you want to go?
Nick's place.
Oh, Nick's place for Father's Day? That's good.
That'll to meet
fun.
John, you said?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be out of town, Gilbert. I won't be able to go, but that's a great
place. Where are you going to?
I'm going to see my daughter.
Louisiana, right?
I'm going to see my daughter because it's Father's Day.
Where, in Louisiana?
Not in Louisiana, no. In Washington. Yeah.
Washington. We want to be working Monday then, right?
You what?
You're not gonna be there Monday at the working place.
No, Friday.
I'll be there. I won't be here Friday. I'm gonna be here Monday though. Yeah.
What's today? Is today Wednesday?
Yeah, yes. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Then. Well.
All right.
That was a good game last night with the Astros. You know.
Yeah.
Did you stay up for the Altuve home run?
Did you stay up?
Yeah, the home run. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you've got cable, Gilbert?
Yeah.
What?
You have? Is that you?
No. Listen.
Okay.
It was him?
You have. You have
are you sure?
Yes.
You have cable, right, Gilbert? Obviously, if you're watching the Astros.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What do you have?
It's amazing how his whats are all the same.
Consistent.
Because you can't tell if it's a record, if it's live or it's Memorex.
That's true. I am very, very curious. As do you get movie channels also like HBO?
I get Showtime and
HBO.
Epix and Showtime.
Yeah.
You don't get HBO?
Yeah, Epix and Showtime. That's all
I get. He doesn't get it.
I thought HBO and Showtime.
Inside the NFL.
Inside the NFL, that's right.
Inside the NFL.
Yeah.
All right, are there any shows that you watch on a regular basis on Showtime? Like, what's the one with she always crying and Saul?
Homeland.
Homeland. Did you ever watch Homeland?
No, that's a ridiculous movie anyway.
It is. It is ridiculous.
Okay, so we got a new show that we got. Brian says, big deal? Or not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask some questions.
It could be a new segment. We can ask you questions.
Oh, let's try it out
okay,
right now.
Is okay, Homeland on Showtime. Big deal or not a big deal, Gilbert?
Not a big deal.
Okay.
And Deshaun Watson facing charges by 22 different women that he was inappropriate with them. Is that not a big deal or big deal?
No big deal.
Well, wait a minute.
But wait, deal. Not.
No,
no, no,
no. No, but hold on a second. Now wait. That I think about it, when Gilbert goes, big deal anyway. That means that actually he's being sarcastic.
No, but in this case, he sounds
big
sincere.
Deal. Okay, but big deal. But Gilbert, when we mean big deal, that means it is a big deal.
It's important, yeah.
He gets it.
Okay, so is Deshaun Watson big deal or not a big deal?
Not a big deal. Okay.
Not a big deal. Told
you. Feels like it is.
All right,
but okay.
He just, yeah. All right, Aaron Rodgers not going to report to the Packers. Big deal or not a big deal?
Not a big deal.
Chris Paul.
Listen, you got to impress Gilbert, okay?
Hold on. Kawhi Leonard is hurt. Kawhi Leonard has a knee injury that may sideline him for the rest of the series against the Jazz. Big deal, not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Okay, Chris Paul is tested positive for COVID, apparently. Big deal or not a big deal?
Big deal.
Oh, okay.
COVID.
Big deal?
I think
Jake
COVID.
Jake Odorizzi pitched yesterday and had a strong and mounted a strong case that he belongs in a bullpen and not in the starting rotation. Big deal, not a big deal.
What? Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Carlos Correa homered with two outs in the ninth to tie the game. Big deal or not a big deal?
Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
All right. Yeah. January 6th at the Capitol, people stormed the Capitol and got inside the Capitol. And we're actually inside the Capitol. There was violence. Yeah. There was a shooting. A lot of stuff happened. Was that a big deal or not a big deal?
Big deal.
Yeah, okay. That's a big right. deal. Oh, yeah.
Just checking. I was 50-50 on that. That was going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's done with us.
No.
No.
Like.
Why?
Well, I got to go, gentlemen.
Told you.
Okay. Bye. Well,
wait.
Bye-bye.
Gilbert, do you have something you need to say?
Yeah. Keep doing it. Fine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That seemed like he's being rushed off. Somebody just got home.
Mom was.
Because, keep trying to grow strong. Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right, so when asked about this new ruling for pitchers and a 10-game suspension with pay, by the way, a 10-game suspension with pay.
Also known as vacation.
Yeah, also known as a vacation that pitchers are going to have to take if they're caught using illegal substance or any kind of substance on the baseball. Carlos Rodon, who's going to pitch here this week, for the Chicago White Sox. He'll be in town. He'll go and pitch. Was asked about this, and here's what Carlos Rodon had to say.
The way I look at it is it's hard to see this when you're giving out 10-game suspensions for cheating, but you give the Astros no suspensions at all. So, I mean, if Rob Manfred can look himself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm doing the right thing, that's fine. Can't suspend the team that you actually knew was cheating during a playoff game. That's on you.
Hmm. Do we know that they were cheating during a playoff game?
I don't know if he has proof of that.
No, I'm not sure that there's any proof of that. But neither here nor there. Carlos Rodon. Lance, how do you feel about Carlos Rodon saying that the Astros didn't get any suspensions, but major league pitchers are?
Curious.
And if you could look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, I think it's curious that they did lose two firsts, two seconds, $5 million. Their manager was fired. Their general manager was fired. By the way, these are two guys who constructed two World Series run, including a World Series win. You get a 10-game vacation, paid vacation.
You get to keep your money.
You get to keep your money. No one is going to say a bad thing about you. You're not going to be faced with... There's not going to be derision. It's not going to be fans booing you. There's not going to be multiple articles about you. But no.
There's no asterisk on your non-titles.
No t-shirts about you. Yeah. But tell me more, though, Carlos. Tell me more about how unfair it is to you and how this is just how the Astros just got away with murder and no one was ever punished. Hmm. Tell me more. Like I said, is he pitching?
He's going to be pitching.
I hope somebody hits it right back up the middle.
What?
Oof.
He's pitching against the Astros.
Where would you like it?
Would you like it to strike him or something?
You would like. So where would you like it aimed? This shot back.
Several
up
pressure points.
You looking for a crippling injury?
No, just one that makes him go. Ooh. I want it to make a noise. Like I want him to go. I want it to go thud and then. Ooh. Like that noise if you fall. Like I made when I fell off the ladder, and landed on my back. And I had the breath knocked out of me, but I didn't know I did because I was too worried about my shoulder being separated or dislocated. I want that noise.
What does Charles Barkley think about a 10-game suspension with pay?
Major League Baseball. I saw y'all new thing where if y'all catch pitchers cheating, you're going to suspend them from 10 days with pay. Way to stick it to those cheaters. And they get a private jet, right? Ooh, I mean, that is some harsh damn punishment.
What is 10 days?
10 days. They go suspend it 10 days with pay.
Sorry, Carlos. I know baseball likes to take themselves super seriously. Have you ever noticed that baseball players, baseball fans, baseball media, there's not a sports group that is more that take themselves more seriously. And that Carlos, if Rob Manfred can look himself in the face knowing that children have been thrown to the ground and poor animals are getting kicked in the stomach over this Astros fiasco and hard-working people who are there for the people are being forced to sit out games with pay.
You know, I don't.
If you can look yourself in the
Carlos,
you're so important.
I don't know if it's because he's staring back at the sun or the interviewers in the sun, but he's got this big dumb glare on his face while he's saying it. He's like, "Look, if Rob Manfred can, you know, look himself in the mirror after, you know,
he seems like he's
hey, can you pick it up with the energy?
You know what we need?
Monotone.
We need some greenies back in the game.
Pick it up. Go. What else? What else?
Yeah, we need some greenies back in the game.
His mouth.
How about that cheating?
It's like, I mean. You know,
if Rob Manfred can,
God, I hope they light this dude up, man.
Well, I don't know about that,
get
John.
Get mad. Give me some energy. Give me some action. If it was a cameraman, I'd be like, show me sexy. Come on. Show me mad. Get mad. Act like somebody just took away your paycheck, but we know they never would.
He's not at a casting call. The black couch isn't sitting right behind him. He's just
no kidding.
He's like,
pathetic performance by Russia in the second half of this one.
They won. They closed it out. They got all the points. What are you upset about?
I can't. I'm having a hard time doing the show. If you Google Mark Davis haircut.
I don't want to. I saw it already.
Yeah. I know. It's terrible. But then I got down a rabbit hole. So he cuts his own. Like somebody. This is the same as a bowl cut. Like this is no different than when you put a bowl and you cut around it like you might have seen in the 50s.
You know, Mark Davis.
He has a ball. Like, he has a. How can you have that much money and still have a haircut like that? That's almost impossible.
He loves that, too.
Mark Davis has a haircut as if he was a kid from and their parents stopped trying. Like,
yes.
Like, you know, I have a theory. But I can't say it on the air. He has one of those haircuts. Like, the parents are like,
don't say it.
Like, in my theory, it's like.
Hey, Chuck Schumer was there. You see that story?
Yeah, he said it.
All right, Chuck Schumer.
What?
He dropped the R word.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, he talked about Schumer apologized for using the R word to describe disabled children.
That's not the same thing, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
First of all, you can't even say the word anymore. And
now you're called.
And that's not the same
disabled
thing.
Disabled children are not.
They're not.
It's different.
That's a different thing.
Disabled's much more. Broadly, it's a much broader scope,
so
sir.
If your child, you know, has a disease where it hurts the bones and they're in a wheelchair, is Chuck Schumer going to use the R word for them?
Oh my gosh.
I can't do this. Yeah, with Mark Davis.
I mean, there's cerebral palsy. There's all kinds of different stuff. That
is that R word?
That's
material
not
for Chuck Schumer.
What? It's apparently the Chuck Schumer. It
woof,
is.
Woof. At least he didn't kneel down with the kente cloth on, because you know.
Oh my goodness! All right. Lance, I think you're going to have to go.
Bye, bitch.
Ooh. Bye, guys.
And then,
good seeing you today.
But first, Lance, don't you want to talk about car wash?
I do, Charisma Car Wash. So there were tons of you who took advantage of this last time, and I'm going to say it again. In advance, I'm going to say you're welcome, because Charisma Car Wash is taking $10 off of their Ultimate Wash, which is usually $14, down to $4. Their Lava Wash, which is their premier wash, is $17 down to $7. And this is your chance to get these great discounts when you go to Charisma Car Wash. Now, Charisma Car Wash, if you go to charismawash.com, C-A-R-I-S-M-A is how you spell Charisma. There's three different locations there for Charisma. And it's a great opportunity for you to get your car washed at a discounted rate for the month of June. They're doing this in honor of Juneteenth. They want to take advantage. They want to take advantage or give you the ability to take advantage of an entire month, not just a day. No matter who you are or what you are, it's something that they want to do. And all I can tell you is it's $10. And I got the $10 discount. Got a $4 ultimate wash, and that's real fast. It's real good. And you know what? It's just $6 any other time for their standard drive-through wash, which is incredible. They've got license plate recognition, so they know if you're a frequent user of their services, and they give you extra washes for free. There's such great advantages, and three locations here in the Houston area to take advantage of if you are someone who's got that dirty car or just wants a hookup. And this hookup is only going to last through June, so take advantage of it now. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family members. Charisma Car Wash, C-A-R-I-S-M-A, charismawash.com.
ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.